but and you can have next time maybe bacon and eggs. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever have salt pork?
I used to have it quite a bit, but the last years I didn't have it no more. I like a little hunk of salt pork when I used to make my own baked beans.
Mm-hmm. How about side meat? Ever talk about side meat?
I don't know what you mean about side meat.
I don't either. Some people tell me that's what bacon is.
Oh, that's what bacon is.
Some people say it. Before it's cured, before it's smoked, they call it side meat. Then they smoke it and call it bacon.
Oh, yeah.
I'm from the city. On the outer cover of bacon, it's a hard cover. You've got to slice off before you eat it. It's called the outer cover. Outer area, skin, or
well,
on bacon they call it the rind.
I don't think at let me see. Is that the rind?
Mm-hmm. You ever let milk stand around a while, and on purpose, of course, and it gets curdled, or what you call it, curdled or loppered, or?
Well, I had already. I used to want to get a little sour milk, and then when I let it stand, then it get funny smell. And it would taste a little funny too. I don't know. But I haven't tried that no more. I sometimes want a sour milk, but it never turned out very good when I wanted to make it sour myself. But once in a while I put a little vinegar in it.
Any homemade cheeses?
That I made?
Yeah.
I used to make a bottle of cheese, and it was real good. It has to be dry cottage cheese. It has to be kind of dry. And I put that in a dish and cover it up, and I leave it stand in a warm place. And then this cheese would be, it really looked like real cheese. It wouldn't be white no more. You know, it'd be something like the cheese you buy when you buy a piece, a strip like that. But anyhow, when it got so that it was all it's almost like a dough. And when that's all like that, then I put it in a pan and I boil it. Now let me see it. I boil it. And I think I put a little butter in. And then I put it in a dish and let it get cold. And then when it's cold, then we could slice it off.
Mm-hmm.
And that was real good.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever call cottage cheese anything else?
No, I guess not.
You think you would call it Schmierkäse?
Well,
some
call it, in German, I guess they do call it Schmierkäse.
We always call it Schmierkäse. We're German family too, isn't it?
Oh.
I thought maybe you wouldn't either.
Uh-huh.
It's an older term. You don't use much anymore, though.
You know, after we got married, we never used any German.
Really?
Because my husband, he came from Alsace-Lorraine.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, don't talk German. Talk English. He says, because I need the English. Because he couldn't talk as good as what we could. So we cut it out. We never used any German.
You spoke German as a child, though, of course.
Yeah.